35. Zero's face looked like a jack-o'-lantern that had been left out too many days past Halloween, half-rotten, with sunken eyes and a drooping smile. "Is that water?" he asked. His voice was weak and raspy. His lips were so pale they were almost white, and his tongue seemed to flop around uselessly in his mouth as he spoke, as if it kept getting in the way. "It's empty," said Stanley. He stared at Zero, not quite believing that he was real. "I tried to bring you the whole water truck, but," he smiled sheepishly, "I drove it into a hole." "I can't believe you're..."
"Me neither," said Zero.
"Come on, we got to get back to camp." Zero shook his head.
"I'm not going back."
"You have to. We both have to."
"You want some sploosh?" Zero asked.
"What?"